Memoranda During the War by Walt Whitman. Narrated by Bronson Pinchot.
Author's publication, entered according to Act of Congress in the year 1875, Walt Whitman, in the office of the Librarian of Congress at Washington. Memoranda, etc. During the Union War, I commenced at the close of 1862 and continued steadily through 63, 64, and 65 to visit the sick and wounded of the Army, both on the field and in the hospitals in and around Washington City. From the first, I kept little notebooks for impromptu jottings in pencil to refresh my memory of names and circumstances and what was specially wanted, etc. In these, I briefed cases, persons, sights, occurrences in camp, by the bedside, and not seldom by the corpses of the dead. Of the present volume, most of its pages are verbatim renderings from such pencillings on the spot. Some were scratched down from narratives I heard and itemized while watching or waiting or tending somebody amid those scenes. I have perhaps 40 such little notebooks left, forming a special history of those years, for myself alone, full of associations never to be possibly said or sung. I wish I could convey to the listener the associations that attach to these soiled and creased little livraisons, each composed of a sheet or two of paper, folded small to carry in the pocket and fastened with a pin. I leave them just as I threw them by during the war, blotched here and there with more than one blood stain, hurriedly written, sometimes at the clinic, not seldom amid the excitement of uncertainty or defeat, or of action, or getting ready for it, or a march. Even these days, at the lapse of many years, I can never turn their tiny leaves, or even take one in my hand, without the actual army sights and hot emotions of the time rushing like a river in full tide through me. Each line, each scrawl, each memorandum has its history. Some pang of anguish, some tragedy, profounder than ever poet wrote. Out of them arise active and breathing forms. They summon up, even in this silent and vacant room as I write, not only the sinewy regiments and brigades, marching or in camp, but the countless phantoms of those who fell and were hastily buried by wholesale in the battle pits.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?